John chapter number 1.
Who can tell me what we talked about this morning? We focused mainly on two things to try to make the main things about Jesus Christ. That they both started with an L, okay? Christ is what? He is light and he is life. And he's the one that gives life. He's the one that gives eternal life. He's the one that gives light. And we talked about that. Only through believing on Christ will people have the light in their life. Only through believing on Christ will people have eternal life. And we focused on John the Baptist as well, how we too need to be little lights and be witnesses and help to point others to Jesus. Let's look on tonight to John chapter 1, and let's begin there in verse 11 and 12. BJ, why don't you go share back there your Bible and sit with him. John chapter 1, and we're going to begin here to focus on verses 11 and 12. And this morning we talked about the words light and life. Christ is light and he is life. And this afternoon I want to talk to you about grace and truth. Grace and truth. John chapter number 1 and verse 11 and 12, we'll begin there, says this: He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Now, what was it talking about? He came to the Jews, right? He was the Messiah. He came to them, but his own received him not. So many of them rejected him. So many of them did not believe in him. They did not see him as the Messiah. And they did not have the life in them. They did not have light in them. They still sat in darkness. Why? Because they rejected Christ. They rejected the light. They rejected Jesus Christ, who could give them life. People had a choice there. People had a choice to either reject Christ or to receive Christ. And sadly, many rejected him. They rejected him. They had a choice. Receive him or reject him. They had a choice. Rebel or repent. And they chose to rebel. They had a choice to go their own way or to come God's way. And sadly, they chose to go their own way. They said, I'll stay in my Judaism. I'm happy the way I am. I kind of like being a Pharisee. I think I'm a pretty good person, living a pretty good life. I'm okay. And sadly, they just rejected Christ, when all they would have had to do was receive him and everything could have been changed. Everything could have been different. Listen, people do have a choice. They can reject Christ or receive him. They can rebel or repent. They can go their own way or they can come God's way. And God's way is through Jesus Christ. People must be saved by faith. People must be saved by truly believing. Verse 11 and 12, look at it. He came unto his own and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. People must be saved through faith. They must be saved through believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. What does Hebrews 11 and verse 6 tell us? Hebrews 11 verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must what? Eric? Must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Listen, we must come by faith. We must come by faith to believe in God, to believe in his son, Jesus Christ. We're never saved without faith. We cannot be saved without faith in God. We cannot be saved without faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 14, in verse number 6, what did Jesus say? Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, Jesus said. Jesus said, I'm the only way. There's no way to heaven. There's no way to have eternal life. There's no way to be with God the Father except through, he said, through me, through him. Jesus Christ is the only way. And through believing on Christ, through faith in Christ, a person can be saved. Without faith in him, we'll be lost. We can only be saved through faith in God and through faith in God's Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only way to having eternal life. Notice what the Bible tells us. We're going to come back to John, but look over in the epistle of Second John. Second John, right towards the end of your New Testament. Second John, you can pick any chapter you want, and we're going to read verses 7 and 9. Okay? Pick any chapter of 2 John and we'll read verses 7 and 9. We'll all read it. Okay? 2 John verses 7 and 9. The Bible says there, "For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist." You know what? Some false cults out there, some false religions out there that don't believe that Jesus Christ is God, they are deceivers. They are antichrist. They are against Christ. Notice what it says in verse 9. "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God." So it doesn't matter how well they may think they know God and they have God. If they don't believe in Christ as the Son of God and as God, then they are not saved. They are antichrist and they are against God. They are transgressing against God. "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son." So we're not saved without faith in God. We're not saved without faith in Jesus Christ as our only way, our only hope, the only truth, the only way of having eternal life. We're not saved without having faith that Jesus is God's Son. All of these things are important. You must believe that Jesus is the only way. You must believe that Jesus is God's Son. You must believe in God. A person can't say, "Well, I believe in Jesus, but I don't really believe in God. I don't believe in creation." Well, you can't do that. You have to also believe in God, believe in the Creator, or we can't come to Him. We have to also believe in His Son, Jesus Christ. You really can't have one without the other. You must have both faith in God and faith in God's Son, Jesus Christ. You know what? Those who don't believe in the deity of Christ are not the children of God. So a person may be, and they may, you know, the world may classify them as being part of a Christian religion. You know, I got some people up there on Bloomington near our house that people think, oh, sometimes the world would lump them in. Well, they're Christians. No, that cult is not Christians. That cult is not believers. Listen, when people don't believe in the deity of Christ as the Son of God and as being equal with God, then they are lost. They are lost. False religion teaches self-dependence to be saved. Listen to this thought. False religion teaches self-dependency to be saved, but truth teaches depending on Christ alone to be saved. False religion teaches self-dependency to be saved. Truth teaches depending on Christ alone to be saved. Man has never been saved and will not be saved by human effort. We can't get to heaven by, "Well, I'm going to be a good person. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to get baptized. I'm going to do good works. I'm going to be a good daughter or a good mother or a good sister or a good brother or a good neighbor." You don't get saved by your good works. You don't get saved by doing good deeds. You don't get saved by doing good things for others. You don't get saved by giving money to the poor or saved by this or that. You can only be saved by faith. Faith in God and faith in God's Son, Jesus Christ. We can't depend on ourselves or our works to get us to heaven. We must depend on Jesus Christ and Him alone. So man is not saved by human effort. And listen, man is not saved by family bloodlines. Notice this verse with me. John, go back to the Gospel of John, chapter number 1. The Gospel of John, chapter number 1. We're going to look at a few verses that are bringing out these truths, but John chapter 1 verses 12 and 13. "But as many as received Him," how? They're receiving Him by faith, "but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." You know, false religion teaches self-dependency, but that can't save us. Man's not saved by human effort. Man's not saved by blood. We're not born again by our bloodlines, I happen to be born into a Christian family or born in a Christian country or born in a Christian home. That doesn't make you a Christian. You're not a child of God. You're not saved. You don't become the sons and daughters of God just because you were born into a particular family. You must be born again of the Spirit of God. You must have put your faith on Jesus Christ and trusted Him for salvation. We're not saved by our human effort. We're not saved by family bloodlines, the home we were born into. We're not saved by our own good works. We're not saved in our own way. Notice what the Bible says over in John 14. John chapter 14, verses 2 to 6. John chapter 14, verses 2 to 6. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there may ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus makes it very plain and very clearly. There's not some other way to be saved. Listen, you're not going to get to heaven going your way. You can only get to heaven Jesus' way. It's the only way. He is the way. He is the truth. And He is the life. We can only be saved through Him. Notice what the Bible says over in the book of Titus, chapter number 3. Turn there with me to the book of Titus, chapter number 3. Titus, chapter number 3, and look at verses 5 to 7. Titus, chapter 3, verses 5 to 7. It says, Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that we being justified by His grace should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. If you dare ever think, well, I'm going to heaven because I go to church. I'm going to heaven because, well, I'm a pretty good person. No, you're not. You can't go to heaven for any of those reasons. You don't go to heaven because you're a good person or born into a good family or this or that. We're not saved our own way. We're only saved by the mercy and grace of God when we put our faith in Jesus Christ. So people must be saved by faith, truly believing. Look back with me at John chapter number 1. John chapter number 1. And notice at verse number 14. John chapter 1 and verse 14. Let me focus on another thought here for a moment that really focuses on this, these words, grace and truth. Grace and truth. John chapter number 1 and verse number 14. So we see clearly from verses 11 through 13 that, you know, there's a choice. People can reject Him or receive Him. We can go His way or our way, but we must come in faith. It's the only way to be saved, to have eternal life. Notice verse 14. And the Word, again, who's the Word? Jesus. It's referring to Jesus Christ, right? And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of what? Full of grace and truth. What are those words? Full of grace and truth. Say it with me again. Full of grace and truth. Okay, you'd be a little bit louder. Full of grace and truth. Okay? Full of grace and truth. It's by God's grace that we can be saved, isn't it? It's by God's grace that we can be saved. We don't deserve it. I don't deserve a home in heaven. I don't deserve eternal life. I'm a sinner. But because of the grace of God in my life, I can be born again. I can be a child of God. So it's by God's grace that we can be saved. And listen, it's only through the truth, it's only through Jesus Christ that we can be saved. It's by God's grace that we can be saved, and it's only through the truth that we can be saved. It's only through Him. Remember what John 14:6 said? I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's only going to be through Him that we can be saved. Notice what the Bible says, John 1 and verse 16 and 17. John 1, 16 and 17. And of His fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth. There's those words again. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Through the giving of God's Son to die on the cross for us, we receive the gift of God's grace to us. What does the law do? What did the Ten Commandments do? What did the law of Moses do? It showed people their sin. God didn't give people the law to show, to say, here, you've got to keep this law perfectly, and if you keep the law, you'll be saved. No. He gave them the law of Galatians teaches to show people we're sinful, we're sinners, we break God's laws, and we need God, we need a Savior. We need His Son, Jesus Christ. So what does law do? Law just shows us our sin. But what does Jesus do? Jesus shows us God's grace. Law shows us our sin. Jesus shows us God's grace. And of His fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. You know what? It's because of Jesus that we get to experience God's grace. It's because of Jesus that we can be saved. It's because of Jesus, Reagan, that you could have your sins forgiven. Zoe, it's because of Jesus that you can have eternal life and go to heaven one day. Only because of Jesus, Chloe. Only because of Jesus, Jordan. That through Him, through the giving of God's grace, through Jesus, that you can be saved. Because Jesus is grace and Jesus is truth. He shows us God's grace. What does Romans 5:8 tell us? But God commendeth. God commendeth. God proved His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God loved us so much, and God wanted to show us His love for us. God wanted to show His grace towards us. So what did He do? He showed us His grace by sending down Jesus, His Son, His only begotten Son. And He got delivered in a little package in Bethlehem. He grew up, lived a perfect sinless life, and died a bloody, awful death on the cross of Calvary. Why? Because God wanted us to have His grace. And so Jesus died on the cross and shed His blood to pay the penalty for our sins. Listen, it's through Jesus Christ that we can have salvation. It was Christ that brought down the love of God to us. It was Christ that brought us God's grace. It was Christ that brought us God's gift of salvation. It was Christ that paid the penalty for our sins. Through Christ, we see God's grace revealed. Turn with me over to Romans 5. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. And we're going to begin reading there in verse number 1. Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. Listen, it's Jesus Christ that is full of grace and truth. It's Christ that brought down God's grace to us. It's Christ that is the truth, and He is our only hope and our only way of salvation. Romans 5 and verse 1, therefore being justified by, there's that word faith again, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And then go down to verse 6, Romans 5 and verse 6. For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. He died for ungodly people. It says, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, you see it? Much more then, being now justified, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. All of us have sinned. Verse 14, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even after over them that had not sinned, after the similitude of Adam's transgressions. Who is the figure of Him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if
through the offense of one, many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Listen, Jesus Christ, He is full of grace and truth. It's Jesus Christ that brought down God's grace to us. It is Jesus Christ that is the way, the truth, and the life. And people have no hope for salvation, no hope for eternal life, unless you believe on God's Son, Jesus Christ. And like we said before, you must believe in God. You must believe in Jesus as the Son of God. You must believe that Jesus is the way and the only way. You must have faith. And your faith must be in Him who is grace and who is truth. The one who brought down God's grace to us. The one who is the way, the truth, and the life. It is through Christ that we can have salvation. Notice another thought there with me, that it is through Christ that we are able to experience the fullness of the Godhead. Go back to John chapter 1 with me. John chapter number 1. It's through Christ that we're able to experience the fullness of the Godhead. What's the Godhead? Well, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 1 and verse number 16, it said, "And of His fullness have all we received." It's through Christ. Through Christ, who became the Word, who became flesh, who was sent down from God the Father to show us the grace of God. It's through Him that we can be saved. It's through Him that we can experience the fullness of the Godhead. Turn with me over to Colossians, if you would, in chapter number 1. Colossians chapter number 1. And look there at verse number 19. Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 19. The Bible says, "For it pleased the Father that in Him," who's that? In Jesus. "That in Him should all fullness dwell." Look at Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9 and 10. Colossians 2 verse 9 and 10. "For in Him," who's that? Jesus. "For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." That in Him, in Christ's body, when the Word became flesh, that in Him actually dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. We get to enjoy all of them because of Him. Because of Him. It's through Christ that we're able to experience the fullness of the Godhead. How is that possible? Well, these three simple thoughts and we're done. Number one, God in heaven becomes our Father. God in heaven becomes our Father. Colossians. Look back to the left a little bit. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26. I said it's through Christ that we're able to experience the fullness of the Godhead. Number one, God in heaven becomes our Father. God in heaven becomes our Father. Galatians 3:26 tells us this: "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." We become the children of God, and God in heaven becomes our Father. He becomes our Father. Turn over to 2 John. 2 John, the epistle of 2 John towards the end of your Bible. And notice what it said there again in verse number 9. 2 John and verse 9. "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. But he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ..." Again, and he that has, you know, we've believed in Christ, we believe in Him as the Son of God, we've trusted Him as our Savior. "He hath" what? "He hath both the Father and the Son." And then turn with me, if you would, back to John chapter 1. Go back to the Gospel of John chapter number 1. John chapter 1, and look at two verses. John 1 and verse 12 and verse 18. John 1, 12 and 18. It says, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the" what? "The sons of God. Even to them that believe on His name." Down in verse 18. Verse 18, John 1:18. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. He hath declared him. Hey, how is it that we're able to experience the fullness of the Godhead? Well, because God in heaven becomes our Father. God in heaven becomes our Father. Here's number two. Christ becomes our personal Savior. Christ becomes our personal Savior, and we are able to live the life that God wants through him. Number two, Christ becomes our personal Savior, and we're able to live the life that God wants through him. It's made possible through Christ. Notice what the Bible says in Colossians chapter number 2. Colossians chapter number 2 and verses 6 and 7. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6 and 7. As ye have therefore received Jesus Christ the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. What happens? It's through Christ that we experience the fullness of the Godhead. It's through Christ. When we know Christ, we know him as our Savior, and then we're able through him to live the life that God wants us to live. It's through Christ living in us that we can walk as we ought to walk, that we can live as we ought to live, that we can do those things that are pleasing to the Savior. We can root our lives in him. We can build up our lives in him. We can establish our lives in him. In who? In the Lord Jesus Christ. How do we experience the fullness of the Godhead? God in heaven becomes our Father. And oh, what a relationship when we've got a Heavenly Father who loves us and cares about us. You know what? Some of you maybe don't know your father, or you've not talked to your father in many, many years. You know what? You can talk to that father. You can talk to that father. He loves you. He cares about you. God in heaven becomes our Father. Number two, Christ becomes our personal Savior, and we're able to live the life that God wants through him. And then number three, the Holy Spirit of God indwells us. The Holy Spirit of God indwells us. Turn to Galatians. We're going to see that in Galatians chapter 3. The Holy Spirit of God indwells us. Galatians chapter 3 and verses 13 and 14. Galatians 3 verses 13 and 14. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And then turn over to chapter 4, Galatians 4, and notice verses 4 to 7. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Through Christ. How are we able to experience the fullness of the Godhead bodily? Well, God in heaven becomes our Father. Christ becomes our personal Savior, and we're able to live the life that God wants us to through him. And then number three, the Holy Spirit of God indwells us. He indwells us. We get to experience all of it through this one blessing, through Christ coming down and becoming grace and truth, Christ becoming the curse for us, Christ dying on the cross for us. We get to experience all of God because of that. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit of God who indwells us. Through Christ, we experience the fullness of the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I said this afternoon that people have a choice. They can either reject Christ or they can receive Christ. They can rebel or repent. They can go their own way or they can go God's way. If they're going to come God's way, they have to come in faith. It takes faith, doesn't it, to be saved? It takes faith. We're not saved without faith in God. We're not saved without faith in Jesus Christ as the only way. We're not saved without having faith that Jesus is God's Son. A person must believe those things to be saved.
I said false religion teaches self-dependency to be saved, but truth teaches depending on Christ alone to be saved. Man's not saved by human effort. We're not saved by family bloodlines. We're not saved by our own good works. We're not saved by something our own way or trying to earn our way to heaven. We're only saved through Jesus Christ. He is the only way. He's the only way.
What was Jesus Christ full of? What did he bring down to man? He was full of grace and truth. And I said, it's by God's grace that we can be saved. It's only through the truth. It's only through Jesus Christ that we can be saved. The law shows us our sin. Jesus shows us God's grace. Through Christ, we can experience it. Through Christ, we can have life eternal. And it's also through Christ that we're able to experience the fullness of the Godhead. God in heaven becomes our Father, Jesus our Savior, and the Holy Spirit of God indwells us. Let's pray together. Thank you so much for your word, God, and what it teaches us. Help us to understand these truths and be encouraged by these truths. Lord, you encouraged me on a morning when I studied these thoughts. And my heart was thrilled to think about how all that I get to experience and how all the fullness of the Godhead I get to experience because now I have a Father in heaven. And I have a wonderful Savior who lives in me, and because of Him I can live the life that God wants. And I have the Spirit of God living inside of me, and He comforts me, and He conforms me, and He convicts me, and He helps me day to day. I thank you, Lord, that there was a day in my life that I came to the truth. I came to Jesus Christ and accepted Him. I believed on Him, and I put my faith and trust in Him and Him alone to be my Savior. Someone doesn't really know Christ. Help them to believe and get saved. Help them to be born again. Help them to become part of God's family. To receive God's grace. To receive the one who is truth, Jesus Christ. To believe on Him and be saved. Because our lives can be changed. Help us, God, to cherish and be thankful and grateful for what we have. All that we get to enjoy because of Christ, who was full of grace and truth.